The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Love. Courage. Truth. Glenn Beck.
Oh my gosh, did you see Oprah's speech? Oh my gosh, I'm still a tingle. I hope she runs. That's all you're hearing in the media now. Oh my gosh, did you see her speech? It was so powerful. So powerful. Yes, she made movies with Harvey Weinstein, and she kind of was his wingman at parties and stuff, but no, she means it now. Uh-huh. Some people called her speech on sexual assault victims empowering. One did not. British actress Caden Noble, she said it was hypocritical. She claims that Harvey Weinstein used his relationship with Oprah to seduce young actresses like her. She said, the actress said Weinstein would cavort around parties with Oprah by his side, duping young women into thinking that he was charming and a safe person to be around. He used Oprah to make him look like a good guy. Now, to Oprah's defense here, she may have been unaware that she was being used as a wingman for Weinstein's sordid intentions, but I don't know, that kind of seems impossible to me. I mean, if I knew, I don't run around in those circles. If I knew the rumors, if I knew everything that they said about him, it wasn't like, he's had a couple of things. It was everybody. It was everybody. Oprah has been friends with Weinstein for decades. She just co-produced The Butler with him a couple of years ago. She couldn't even bring herself to blame him personally at the Golden Globes. She said, if we make this just about Harvey, well, then we've lost this watershed moment. How can Oprah, who is a multiple rape survivor herself, how is she not utterly disgusted by Harvey Weinstein? How did she stand by him for so long? Because he's her friend. Just like Bill Clinton is Oprah's friend. During the Golden Globes, Juanita Broderick tweeted, hey, Oprah, you didn't mention my story about Bill Clinton, you know, raping me. And you've had Bill on your show over and over and over again. So how can somebody so passionately call for sexual abuse victims to have a voice silence them with her own actions and relationships? If Oprah decides to run in the future, it's like Ricky used to say to Lucy, you're going to have a lot of splaining to do. There's an old proverb says, if you want to know a man, look at his friends. If you want to know Oprah, look at some of her friends.
It's Tuesday, January 9th. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
You know, we forget that Oprah was a member of Jeremiah Wright's church. I mean, she is out there. And once, you know, she had a big fall once people started to figure out who she was, once she wasn't packaged. Personally, I think that if it was a race between Donald Trump and Oprah Winfrey, you could just hold the election today. Yeah. Just hold it. Because there's no, I mean, what are you going to do? We need to hear a debate between these two? No. Nobody's going to change their mind. If you're for Oprah Winfrey and against Donald Trump, nothing's going to change your mind. And if you're for Donald Trump and against Oprah Winfrey, nothing's going to change your mind. Nothing. So why? Let's just save all the time. Just, hey, these two are going to be on the ballot in November. Decide. And then just leave it at that. I'm perfectly fine.
Save a lot of time, a lot of donations, oh, a lot of annoying commercials.
Yeah.
It really would.
Let's do something constructive with our time, you know, instead of taking these two celebrities and watch which one can put on a better show.
We have previews, kind of like what I think you would expect of what the commercials would be like. So, like, this, I guess, would be Oprah's first commercial from Donald Trump in 1999. Here's what Donald said about Oprah.
You have a vice presidential candidate in mind?
Well, I really haven't gotten quite there yet.
It's just
Oprah. I love Oprah. Oprah would always be my first choice.
Oprah.
Oprah, your competitor, right?
Oprah's a competitor.
You know what?
I'll
tell you, she's really a great woman, though. She is a terrific woman. She's somebody that's very special. I have not even thought about it. I guess we'll see. We'll see. Maybe that's part of the whole process.
Would she be someone, I mean, kidding aside, that you might think about?
If she'd do it, she'd be fantastic. I mean, she's popular. She's brilliant. She's a wonderful woman. I mean, if she'd ever do it, I don't know that she'd ever do it. She's got.
You'd ask her.
She'd be sort of like me. I mean, I have a lot of things going. She's got a lot of things going.
What a ticket
in terms
that would
of,
be.
That would be a pretty good ticket. But she's a very exceptional woman.
I guess that's your. I mean, none of this obviously makes any difference. I mean, it was a long time ago.
And this is what he does to everybody.
Everybody he likes, he kind of compliments the same way.
Yeah, and then when Oprah said one thing bad about him, he would be, she's a failure.
Right.
She's on a, you know, I mean, that's normal.
And then on the other side, I guess maybe Donald could play the clips of Oprah wishing white people would be dead. I mean, maybe that would be a...
Oh boy, I haven't heard this.
It's a while ago. Listen.
As long as people can be judged by the color of their skin, the problem's not solved. There are still generations of people, older people, who were born and bred and marinated in it, in that prejudice and racism, and they just have to die.
She says.
I think she's right.
She's saying
the way
right.
she means it.
Yeah, the way she means it, I think, is that.
Yeah, and she didn't say white people. She said people who were born, as long as we judge people by the color of their skin.
Hmm.
I'm sorry. Now, Oprah may not believe this, but racism is a human problem, not a white problem.
How dare you?
Yeah, I know.
Dare you?
And you know,
only white people are capable of it.
There is something to be said with, you know, sometimes generations just have to pass before real change can, because they're just hanging on and they just won't let go.
Yeah.
Just won't let go.
I guess you could come up with the same justification for this clip from Oprah. It's kind of short, but here it is.
My vajayjay is painting.
Now, I don't know if that's exactly, she would lead a commercial with
my
talk about.
My vajayjay is painin'.
Is painin', and that, I believe that means there's a...
I don't.
My vajayjay
okay,
is painin'.
All right.
See,
I don't need
to
hear anymore.
Is what painin' means. And the vajayjay, I'm not exactly sure what...
Can we change the subject?
Is that medical terminology, or...
My vajayjay is painin'.
Oh, okay, now we know.
You know what would make that better?
Anything
seeing
else?
That on the new Samsung TV? Have you heard about the new Samsung TV?
I don't think that would make it better at all, but go ahead.
Oh, you don't think so?
Saying here, Oprah talking about her vajayjay.
My vajayjay is painting.
I don't think, no.
Okay, all right,
not
all right. Maybe not. Mm-hmm. Samsung has introduced their new TV. It is a micro LED. They say it is the screen of the future. It's called the wall.
The wall.
The wall.
So they are building the wall. We finally know.
We finally.
That's happening.
I hope Mexico pays for it because I want one. It's 146 inches wide.
Wow. From corner to corner.
It's 100 and yeah. It's 146 inch TV.
That's nice.
That it is.
That's nice.
That's a movie theater in your house.
Because that's not a projection screen either. That's an actual.
No, that's an actual. And they say that it is micrometer scale LEDs, which are smaller than current LEDs and serve as their own source of light. That means for the average human being that the TV doesn't need a backlight. The TV is modular, which means anyone buying the wall can customize it any way you want. The screen can adapt to serve several different purposes, such as creating a wall-sized display for multiple spaces. So I don't know if this is like a Lego TV. I'm not sure what that is.
$299? Is that my...
It says modular means you could customize this to be larger or smaller than 146 inches.
What?
For Samsung's purposes, the version being released this year is the 146-inch variety. The wall... has no price yet or a release date, but this is going to this is the writer. This is going to cost a ton of cash. Samsung says between the size, the pedigree of the company, and the new technology it's using, the wall will cost a lot of money.
Wait, Samsung is saying it?
A lot of money.
Wow, when the people trying to sell it are telling you it's going to cost a lot.
Then the comment is, think tens of thousands of dollars.
Holy crap.
They have not given an official price yet. And the press event for the wall is scheduled for March.
I want one.
Oh, my gosh. You know, but the problem is, it'll be, like, this year, it'll be $50,000. And in 2 years, you'll be pushing your cart down Costco, and it'll be, like, on sale for $199. What? How big is 147?
Well, I mean, is that like the chalkboard? How half that chalkboard? Well, it's corner to corner. They did diagonal across how they measure screens. 10 feet is 120. So, I mean, that's a big boy. Projection screens, though, can be... I mean, that's even big for a projection screen. But, I mean, like, if you... like, some of the newer, bigger houses have, like, theater rooms in them. Yeah. And a projection screen could be...
But have you seen
but
projection screens?
Totally, yeah.
It's totally different.
Yeah,
it's totally different.
Yeah. I mean, that's an amazing... Now, I would say Samsung should know, if they want to get publicity for this, obviously, like, something like a television show where we could put it on the wall. Here, we have walls in the studio.
Or
we could show people every day.
A radio show that the host has one in their house.
Multiple people on the show have them in their
homes. I think just one would be fine.
Thank you for that. I appreciate that. You can have one, too. You can come over and see it if you want.
Holy cow.
Glenn Beck.
My vajayjay is painting.
You don't.
I mean, if you want to have a good, solid Oprah 2020 slogan, I think it definitely is.
My vajayjay is painting.
Oprah 2020. I mean, she wins with that argument, I think. None of that stuff makes any difference, though. I mean, you could. It doesn't matter anymore. I mean, the stuff that Al Franken said in his career, Trump obviously said a lot in his career. None of that stuff makes a difference.
None of it. Nope. Try this exercise. Another girl, Bailey Gibson. She's 23. She is auctioning her virginity off. She's a good girl, she says.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's a good girl gone bad. And she's... She's selling her virginity after giving up on marriage following a rough breakup. So she grew up in California. Christian foster parents. They must be so happy. She said she was very sheltered from the outside world, but something snapped when her ex-boyfriend cheated on her. I learned that love can be very deceiving when I discovered that he slept with his ex on Valentine's Day. However, being naive, a 19-year-old that I was, I thought that if I stayed with him and we enrolled in couples therapy, we could make our relationship right again. At that point, I had virtually nobody, and my ex-boyfriend brought me companionship, so I stayed foolishly, only to be heartbroken after one of the couples in our therapy sessions said that he had already met and slept with someone else on their first date. So she did what every girl would do. She ran to the Bunny Ranch.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good establishment.
Carson City.
Mm-hmm.
And she said... she sold her virginity. she's going to earn 50% of the winning bid. You know, the Bunny Ranch gets the other.
50% is a hell of a charge on this one. And where they're giving her the room? I mean,
they're selling it.
Seems like you should shop that one around to other establishments, try to get maybe a 10% commission.
Yeah.
Maybe they get, 50% for selling your virginity.
Society perceives me as a deviant, she said, and I'm okay with that. At the end of the day, it's my body. I have the right to do with it what I want. And going through the Bunny Ranch allows me to legally have sex for money. Does this make me a prostitute? Nah, I don't think so.
That's actually, by definition, does actually make you a
prostitute. She says, if I take a picture once, does that make me a photographer?
That's an awesome argument. You could justify anything with that. That's fantastic.
I've only done it one. I've only killed one person.
Does that make me a murderer? Yes, it does.
When the definition is taking money for sex, yes.
Yeah, it kind of. There's certain activities. When you do them once, it kind of defines you. You know, I mean, it's a sad state of affairs.
And isn't this playing on the feelings of a young girl in distress?
Oh,
I mean, she had saved her virginity. She was, you know, she was going in a completely different direction. She gets scorned by a man who cheats on her twice, and so then she's like, "I'm going to sell my virginity." Hello? Where's Oprah?
Well, she's saying something like this.
My vajayjay is painin'.
Yeah,
she might, that might in this particular case be a good thing to say that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess what would you expect from a society that is planning to run someone who is quoted as saying,
okay,
my vajayjay is painin'.
That's, you know,
you don't need to.
I think that's probably, it's really, It's quite sad. Quite sad.
I think this is not a good story. I think this is a really sad story. This is like the third one in like 4 months.
And what was the last one? Wasn't it a lot of money?
It was like $3 million?
Because I remember we did a story on, I think it was a Netflix documentary, Hot Girls Wanted. Do you remember this?
Yeah, and you saw it. I should watch it. I never got around to it.
Yeah, I don't know. But it was about basically like these ads that pop up in, you know, online and in publications. Mm-hmm. Hot Girls Wanted, come here, do some modeling. And of course they show up, and what is it? It's porn, right? And they followed a couple of the girls who went on these trips. They're between like 18 and 22 years old, and they go and they would respond to these ads, and they would get talked into doing porn, and then all of a sudden they're, I guess I'm in the porn world now. And they stay in the porn world, and they go through it, and they showed like the amounts of money. They went through the finances of their situations. It was not $3 million these girls were walking out with. I want to say the main girl they focused on went there for 6 months and did, you know, a dozen or more porn movies, and then came back with, I think, $1,500 in her pocket.
Oh my gosh.
And it's like, you know, as bad as it is,
your first porn film, the gift that just keeps on giving.
That one keeps on giving monthly for quite a long time.
Long time.
Every time you open up that pill box, it keeps giving. But it's an interesting part of like thinking of it's, you know, when you have someone who's auctioning off their virginity at 18 years old and they're getting $3 million, there's a sad amount of people who sign up for that deal. Right, like there's a lot of people who are like, you know what? I mean, I don't think this is a good idea.
I think
for $3 million,
I think there's a ton. Now remember, $3 million though, that wasn't going to the Bunny Ranch. That was $3 million. You had to go to Bahrain for that one.
Yeah, that one was.
Yeah.
This one, you think, especially with the Bunny Ranch getting 50%, she may be having sex for the first time. She needs to go to negotiating school next time does this, because that is the.
Well, she can't do it the next time.
That's a good point. That would be very difficult to accomplish.
Well, no, it
after
wouldn't
time
be
one.
Difficult, but selling her virginity, that's a kind of a one-time deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of a... Yeah, but again, smarter, bad on negotiating, smarter than the woman who sold it to the oligarch in Russia or
Glenn,
the guy back. In Bahrain.
Mercury. Program.
Okay. I saw, you know, I was putting show prep together last night, and I saw, you know, all the stories, and there's a lot of important stories, but there is no more important story than Samsung and their new 147-inch TV.
I think of the Common Era, you know, or as we used to call it, AD.
Yeah.
It's the biggest story that's ever happened.
Really?
Biggest story since Jesus.
Since Jesus.
Since Jesus.
Jesus was born, not Jesus died.
Jesus, no, Jesus born and died, and then died. Since
okay.
then.
All right.
It's the biggest
okay.
story we've had.
All right. Okay. All right. It's 100. Grab this tape measure. It's right. 147.
146 inches.
146. Oh, my gosh.
Does this even go okay, up
wait,
to
wait,
that?
Wait.
Yeah, it does.
Okay. How big is that, do you think?
900 inches?
That's 97.
Okay.
So they're all the way across the
97.
Wow. Okay.
All the way across the table
wow.
at this point.
This is.
Oh my gosh.
How much? 146?
146. Yeah.
This
to there?
Is a 146 inch television.
Wow.
That's unreal.
Put, your side down on the table.
It's going to be diagonal.
It's diagonal.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. So
I like perfect,
that's still huge.
That's incredible.
I had the perfect vantage point here to see that, and that would be a nice TV to watch.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah,
oh
that would be
gosh.
Nice.
That's
I gotta
bigger
confirm
than
that.
A theater
name
screen,
that,
you know, the home theater screens, yeah. which are about 10 feet.
That is bigger than most conference room tables.
Oh, yeah, I think so. I think so. I thought the 75-inch screen that Jackie bought me for Christmas a couple years ago was huge. This is more than double that size.
That's crazy.
Or about double that size. It's almost double that
They're
size.
They're saying that it's coming out in March. They haven't announced the price, but they said it's going to be
expensive.
It's going
to be $50,000 at least, right?
It's got to be.
$50,000 and then
do you remember
we'll get
when
it
we
at Kmart in 2 years.
When we went to Fox, when I was on that first set, there was a TV screen in the wall, and it was 107 inches. And I was told, don't touch the wall. That's what they actually said. Don't touch it. Don't touch it. Oh, okay.
Because it could break, or
no? Because it cost $110,000 or $120,000 at the time.
Wow,
it was 107.
Did it do special things, or
nope.
It was just a monitor?
Nope, it was just a monitor. But it was so rare, and just I mean,
that was at Fox. So that would have been 2009.
Yeah,
look how far we've come.
Yeah,
so fast.
Yeah, they say this is not. Read the. Do you have the story? I think I threw mine away.
Yeah, you wanna?
Yeah, the new technology that it has. It's not even. It's self-emitting TV with micrometer scale LEDs.
I don't know what that means, but it sounds really good.
It sounds great.
It sounds like it's going to be a good picture.
They say the TV is modular, which means anyone buying the wall can customize it.
What way?
The screen can adapt to serve different purposes, such as creating a wall-sized display for multiple spaces.
Oh, man.
It's modular, which means you can customize this screen to be even larger than 146 inches or smaller. The only version that is being released this year is the 146-inch variety. Yes, please.
Yes,
please.
I mean, there's
at what
no way
point
I can
do you not
ran for it?
At what point do you not leave your house?
Well, I would have thought it would have been before now because we've got everything we need at home. I'm not sure. And oftentimes, rather than go to a movie some weekend, we just decide, let's just stay here and watch something. Because you can watch almost everything if it's been out for 3 months.
Not even 3 months.
Yeah. And you can have access to it in 5 seconds. And we've got these incredible screens. You're comfortable. You can eat whatever you want to. You don't have to pay extra for it.
You can have somebody else go pick up the food from any restaurant.
Yep. Deliver it right to your door.
Yeah, you can get a giant screen to watch Oprah say,
"My vajayjay is painting."
You know, there's a lot of options.
I don't.
Yeah. We're going to have a battle of the great quotes in 2020, aren't we?
It's going to be solid.
I can even grab their vajayjays.
That's actually a conversation.
Yeah,
I would grab their,
and then she
responds,
can say,
"My vajayjay is painting."
That could be the first seat of the debate.
Can we see if we can get that quote and put those two together? I'd like to see it as a conversation.
As a celebrity,
they'll let you do anything. I can grab them by the.
My vajayjay is painting.
And then it'll be
followed up with her.
It's a logical response to the first part of the conversation.
It is. And it would have been an effective response at the debate.
Hillary should have said it.
Yeah.
If Hillary came out and just blurted out at the debate,
"My vajayjay is painting,"
she wins that election by 12.
She would have.
Yep.
Well, she wouldn't have, because it would have been so creepy for her to say it. I mean, it's uncomfortable to hear it from Oprah, but it would have been downright creepy to hear it from Hillary.
Can you imagine Hillary trying to do that with like that sort of like understanding slang way that she does?
She kind of like, oh my God.
It's like your grandmother yeah. saying that.
Oh.
Well, you remember when she was, is painting.
When she was campaigning in the South during the, I think it was the 2008 campaign, and she did that phony, stupid, really bad accent.
Poem,
right? It does not work with her.
Yeah.
It doesn't work
with her. Nothing works with her.
No.
Nothing works with her.
Did you, speaking of the presidential race, the president was at the national championship game. I'm sure you didn't see this, Glenn, but did you notice that they had one camera on Donald Trump the whole time because he was there, walked out on the field. It was kind of cool. Now, they said there were boos. I didn't hear any.
I didn't hear any either.
I heard a pretty good response to him.
Good response. May I just point this out? Do you guys remember standing in the crowd at the Tonight Show?
Yes.
Okay. You want to explain what happened?
I was, when you came out, there was wild applause.
And a standing ovation.
And a standing ovation. Despite that, Jay Leno said, well, yeah, okay, now you don't boo. Stop booing.
Yeah.
Something to that effect. He mentioned the boos.
It's a little split here. There's
little
some boos were
booing, and
there were no boos.
There was, I didn't hear a single one.
It was a standing ovation.
It was silly.
And it was written, I was standing backstage, and I was watching the prompter. It was written into the prompter.
So they obviously were expecting or just going to say.
Yeah, or just
regardless.
Whatever.
And of all people in Hollywood, I mean, Jay Leno is not exactly the worst guy to conservatives. I mean, he was always good to you. And
he was good to me, and he was kind.
But that's just the way they write those shows. They just assume everyone's going to hate the conservative that comes on.
So, I mean, so when they say there were boos last night with Donald Trump.
They make that stuff up.
Yeah.
Smattering or not, I didn't hear a single one at all. But they focused on him the entire national anthem. And he would sing a line and then stop for a while. And then he'd sing a line and then stop for a while. So everybody's speculating now that he doesn't know the words to the national anthem.
He does. He just can't pay attention that long.
Yeah.
That's probably it.
It is.
That's probably
it. He's like, say, Ken, wait a minute. What was I doing last night? I got to remember to call her back. And the rock is ready. Soup. I love soup.
That makes more sense.
That's exactly what happened. Thanks, Pat.
By the way, Walmart.com right now, a Philips 55-inch Class 4K Smart LED TV, $398.
$300. How big is it?
55 inches. I mean, that's a solid TV. $398.
Do you remember on my 40th birthday? Is it my 40th birthday? Had to be. My 40th birthday, my wife got me a brand new, it was the first flat screen monitor.
Oh, I remember that.
Remember?
Oh, that was a big deal.
It was a big deal. It was the first, it was a Sony Trinitron, first flat panel. Okay. Not high def, nothing. Just hang it on the wall. First one made. $10,000.
And then within, a year?
2 years.
Yeah.
It was
1,000. Yep.
Now 50, and it wasn't even 55 inches. It was probably 40.
Maybe. I mean, it wasn't a big TV.
No.
And not, as you point out, not HD.
No, nothing. I mean, it's a dinosaur now. We still have it. It's a dinosaur. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing. Every time you go to like Walmart or Target, you walk around the electronics section and those TVs, I just want to buy them and leave them around the house.
It seems like
they've just mispriced them. They're so cheap.
So I swear to you, I was in a Walmart a couple of weeks ago, and because I always hang out of there, she's going to get whatever she's going to get. And I'm hanging out at the electronics. I swear to you, I was walking up to a thing, and I thought it was a photo on this gigantic screen. I didn't think it was on. I thought it had a photo on it because it looked so perfect.
Yeah.
And I walk up, and I'm like, no, it's just a still on this screen. That's the
4K
situation. Yeah, it was 4K ultra whatever. Right. It was like, oh my gosh,
it's amazing. A lot of people like Walmart gets criticism because it's like, look at it. It's just they all look the same, and you go in there, everything's bright white, and it's all these goods, and it's all consumerism. I walk in there and I think to myself, this is a miracle.
At Walmart?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It is a miracle that this stuff is all here at these prices.
that they come from all around the world. Hundreds of people with their hands on different pieces of the technology, of the electronics, of the shipping, of the manufacturing. And it's all come to this one place in the middle of like Alabama somehow. And it is a miracle. The stuff that you can afford at these places, it's never before. Every year it gets better. Every year it gets better. It's so funny. We get so focused on how crappy so many things have become in the world. And it's all true. There's a lot of bad things that are going on. But we lose sight of how much
technology
this stuff
is not
improved.
One of them.
Technology is a big part of it. But take out the technology. You go aisle to aisle with so many foods, so many varieties.
I can't remember.
So many things.
I can't remember the number. But like when I was growing up, there were like, I don't even know, 4,000 different items in the average store. Now, a bad grocery store has like 12,000 items, and the average has 40,000 items. And you go to a really, really good one where they've got like 1,400 different kinds of ketchup, and you're like, I just want ketchup. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
And where this comes in on technology is, you know that Amazon, you drive by, if you see any of their, you know, regional centers, they're gigantic.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like 14 football fields of storage. Those things are so well done now. The algorithms are so close that they order everything for the week. And they have it so close that they're only off between 3% and 5% of any week. So they'll sell through 97% of what they have. And the algorithm knows in this region, they're going to need this. In this region, they're going to need this. And the algorithms are getting so tight. When they're starting to, Alexa? Mm-hmm. When Alexa is really in our home, you're not going to have to ask. You won't ask. It will just come. It will know. And it will just come to your house.
And then you cross the line a little bit of creepiness, but still, you know what? It'll be so great.
No, because I will be sitting there at the 147 and going, man, I wish I had a box of donuts. Oh, here it is. Thanks, Alexa.
Totally. It's like the iPhone 10. I got the iPhone 10 when it came out. It was time for me to, my phone was dying. So I got the 10. I'm like, well, I'm not going to go with, let's go for it. Let's see what it's like. And the thing they keep advertising on the iPhone commercials is the Face ID. Mm-hmm. Which recognizes your face. That's your password. Your face is your password. And I thought to myself, that's a dumb thing to advertise. So what? Like, my old phone, I put my finger on it, and it scanned my fingerprint, and I got in, which was an amazing achievement at the time. But again, like, what? Is it going to save me a quarter of a second? I have to not move my thumb a half an inch to the thing? It is... I can't believe I lived a day without Face ID. I can't even believe... I was able to exist on this earth without being able to log into my smartphone without my face.
It's so funny that you say that because we have an old iPad at the house and the kids use it. And they'll come up and they'll be like, Dad, need the password or something. And I keep putting my thumb on that. And they're like, no, Dad, it's the old one. I'm like, oh my gosh, how did we live? I don't know what those numbers are.
It's insane.
There's four of them. How am I supposed to retain that?
It happens so fast. I mean, it's within a week, I can't even remember how to log in with my fingerprint.
Glenn Beck.
So today at glennbeck.com, we've broken down the 40 predictions for 2018 from me, and we're covering just the political predictions, and you can vote them up or down. Which ones do you think are crazy? Which ones do you think might happen? You can check it out at glennbeck.com and sign up to get the newsletter, which will have all 40 of them, and your participation is really critical on this. I'd like to add another one. That politically, this may be the year that I start drinking again.
Ooh, really?
Joe Arpaio is now officially a candidate for the Senate. Mm. If we have Oprah as a candidate for president, President Donald Trump as the president, and Joe Arpaio in the Senate,
Glenn,
I think I need to start drinking again.